Well, I don't know if you're officially retired yet. You're not officially retired, are you?
I never had a...
Do you want to make an announcement?
We are going to make an official announcement
today.
Oh,
my God!
I'm not putting Cooper Kupp in my top 10.
We got Jordan Poyer who just walked in.
Jordan, you
got
to see this top 10 list.
Let me give you my top 10 list, Jay.
Welcome back to another episode of Caps Off, presented by Better. Special episode. Super special episode.
This is different.
We might be doing a new segment, all right? It's when we like to have conversations with... NFL legends.
We got today in the office, like for comms, we got like a lot of just good random comm. People coming through.
Good comms.
So we're gonna get clips either in the studio, out in the right, like in the Better office randomly with some people. Right now, we got Oakland legend.
Dolphin legend. Come on.
That Cowboy legend, Bryce Butler, wide receiver.
What's happening? How are we doing?
What would you say, top five San Diego State player of all time? By any sport?
No.
Just right off the rip.
No.
We got Kawhi. Number one, San Diego State.
Two, Bryce Butler.
It's the same as Miami. It's the same as Miami. I wasn't in San Diego State long enough to be a legend there either.
Can you gas yourself up in some capacity?
All right, what high school you go to?
I went to Norcross High School.
Norcross High School legend, no doubt.
I am a Norcross High School
legend. There we go. Norcross High School legend, Bryce Butler.
I am a Gwinnett County legend, which is actually funny because I was just playing with Kirby Smart recently, and he basically validated that.
How's he in golf? What's his golf game like?
It's okay. I mean, I got some stuff that I got in the holster to post.
Yeah, I figure with the visor, he might like either have some game or he's awful. No between.
Legitimately wore that visor. Like old Georgia school visor. Old school visor.
Damn.
You know he's been at games with that visor.
Has he played Augusta?
Kirby Smart.
Dude. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
I played it last year.
That's dude, crazy. I don't even give a shit about sure golf.
We're going to become really close friends now that I know that. What was actually, all right, I'm just going to golf nerd for a sec. Top three favorite holes at Augusta?
Whoa.
Okay, well, I will say the top three favorite holes are the holes I played the best on.
Oh, there you go. Did you birdie any? What'd you birdie?
I birdied two.
Okay.
The par five down the hill both days.
Yep.
It's really gettable.
Oh, both days. He played twice.
We played 2.5 rounds.
I picked that.
Yeah. Played the back nine 3 times, played the front nine twice.
Sick.
So
I
birdied twice on two.
Back to back.
I was one under on six in 2 days.
Oh, okay.
The first day, I almost had a hole in one on six.
Oh, shit.
It was a Sunday pin.
Golf means nothing to me.
I hit a 7-iron cut to literally 1 foot. Like, I have picture proof everything.
Do you have
a
hole in one yet?
I just can't post it. I do not.
I got that on you. You got Augusta. I got two hole in ones.
But imagine the hole in one would have been at Augusta.
Oh, I would have actually quit.
Augusta
I would have
legend,
never golfed again.
Bryce Butler.
If you got a hole in one on 12, would you just quit golf for the rest of your life? Because I would.
12 is really hard. I'm not gonna lie.
Like, I heard it's hella windy.
Can I be
but
a part of this conversation? What the fuck is 12?
Twelve is the most famous hole on Augusta, Amen Corner. It basically makes and breaks.
Creek? Yeah, of course.
Guys, rounds on Sundays that are in competition because somebody's going in the water. It's
Jordan Spieth when he had the lead like 4 or 5 years
was
ago.
That wasn't 12 for him. I think that was like 15.
I thought it was
15.
12 where he hit it in the creek like 3 times.
No.
Or was it 15? Like, par five.
Yeah,
par
that was
five.
Like 15. I think.
Never mind. Yeah, but he was kept dunking it.
Yeah. It was
so
15.
I think it's very. By the way, yeah, he was dunking it. That was crazy. It is very clear, obviously, that golf has become a passion of yours outside of football. I don't know if you're officially retired yet. You're not officially retired, are you?
I never had a.
Do you want to make an announcement?
We are going to make an official announcement today.
Oh, my God! Breaking news!
Bryce Butler.
It's been a long time.
NFL.
I was born in 1990. I started playing football in 1997.
Go off, champ.
Played all the way through high school, all the way through college. Went to 2 colleges. Graduated from USC.
Not everyone's
went
gone
to San Diego
from 2
State
colleges.
Before the transfer portal, so it was really hard to transfer at that time.
You set a precedent for everyone.
And then I played in the league for 6.5 years, and now I'm just finally calling it quits.
Hey, congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Hell of a career. It's almost like me when I realized that I probably couldn't play varsity football. You know, I played JV. Yeah, so I was saying I retired from JV football.
Early on,
I could have been so good.
Congratulations.
You came out unscathed, man. You look good. No limp in your walk?
No limp in my walk. You know, just a little bit overweight, but we're good. We're chilling. You know, I got good hands still. Those will never leave me.
So, yeah, golf has become a passion of yours, obviously, right now. Yeah, so talk about that. That's what you've been working on?
Yeah, so... It kind of happened by mistake. What I mean by mistake is like what I'm doing now.
You shoot golf content and make golf content.
So like,
you were talking about Tony a little bit.
That was never the plan, honestly. Like, I had thoughts of things that I could do for fun.
Yeah.
But once I finished playing, which was basically 2019, was like my last training camp. Yeah. Had a couple workouts, didn't get picked up. Mm-hmm. So 2020 comes around, COVID hits, and I'm like, all right, I'm not doing
this whole COVID bullshit. Stuff.
Like, yeah, I'm not sitting in a hotel for 5 days and then going to work out just for the stomach. I'm going home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I'm not doing it. So I ended up linking up. I don't know if y'all know like Gary Clark, good guys when it comes to golf. Yeah, yeah. I had an idea or a thought with another buddy of mine named Joe. And it was just like, you know, let's do like a kind of like a DP, Dave Portnoy act, like type of review the pizza slice, but like for golf resorts.
Review the golf resort.
You know what I mean?
Course.
Like that was kind of like the thought. Because nobody
that.
Really
That's
was doing it at that point in time.
And a lot of people, you don't like, because when I play in golf trips with my buddies, you don't really know exactly what the fuck you're going to get yourself into. No.
That's
like,
just showing up.
That's
and you're
cool.
just hoping it's going to be dope. Like,
are there bars and restaurants around here? Is there a whole, yeah.
Damn.
Exactly. Yeah. So, that thought, went on a trip with them, and like they were already doing the YouTube thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
so
that's
you saw
when
the
I was
magic
like,
was made. Like,
I was like, I think I can do this. I was like, I got a platform, I got personality. Yep. I think I can
do
this.
You got beautiful eyes.
You got beautiful eyes, of course. Of course. Someone had to say it.
So I was like, I think I can do this. So I just started doing it because like I had like the broadcast boot camp that the NFL puts on every spring
set up, but that
died off because of COVID.
Yep.
Because everybody, obviously, nobody knew what the hell
you
was going on.
You got the YouTube boot camp.
I got the YouTube.
Which is actually now maybe a little bit more important. I don't know.
It might be for sure. So now you can just spark up a camera, spark up a phone.
Totally. Be a content creator.
So that's
not as
like
easy as that too. You need to know the process of how to go about things and like the whole way that's
and,
made. You know?
And for me, it was trial and error.
I
see.
If you saw the good guys, what they do and everything, right?
It was like, all trial and error. Like I'm watching, I'm seeing. It's almost like playing football where you're in line. You might be the fifth guy in line. You watch all the guys run the same route.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, like I think I kind of know what I need to do.
Do it better.
So you go out there.
So that's kind of how the golf thing started. And then it was just like a good excuse to be like, I'm about to go play golf.
Like, oh, guys, cool. I have to make content today.
I got to make content.
That's like
I
when,
got to create, nine baby. Holes.
When James hits me up, he's like, yo, you want to make content for Back Nine Boys? I'm like, dude, oh my God, I have to golf today?
Exactly.
I guess I'll do that.
Exactly.
Oh, we are a football pod.
Hey, baby, I got to go golf today. Sorry.
Fuck, dude. Oh, tough day.
I hate it.
So you want to talk about football. He can't talk about golf, bro, unfortunately.
It's gibberish to me. It doesn't mean fucking shit. Yeah.
Okay, who do you think won the draft? And tell me why. I want to hear y'all's two opinions.
I like that. All right, flipping the script.
Okay.
Flipping the script.
I can play this game. I can talk this game. It's easy to the Bears. I mean, that's not even a hot take at all. It's easy
to the
Bears,
but if you have to go somewhere that's not the Bears, I feel like.
If you have to go somewhere that's not the Bears,
But why did the Bears win the draft? I know they did great things in the offseason, but why did they win the draft?
So just for me, not just because of Caleb, but we look at the last couple of years.
The
punter's going too, by the way. He's a dog. You kind of look in the last couple of years, like why these early draft picks fail. It's because the system around them is terrible. They fail because of that. So it's not necessarily a talent issue. It's because of the roster that's constructed. Yeah. And I think for once, what we've seen is that Caleb Williams is a quarterback that's going to come into arguably the best system in the last decade for a rookie quarterback. So,
I don't think there's ever been a number one overall pick to go into a better system.
Yeah, I think the old Bears would have done, or I would have even made the argument the Bears probably wouldn't be the single-handed winner of the draft if they went like a defensive tackle or an edge or someone offensive lineman, right?
They could have picked a lineman instead of Rome, though.
They could have, but they went out and said, we're going to assemble arguably the best wide receiver trio in the NFL, get Rome Odunze. We're going to give Caleb Williams every possible fucking weapon. And I think that alone, those first two picks, makes them the winner of the draft because we're just going to support that number one pick that we got. And on the back end, we don't normally see rookie quarterbacks get that much support from an actual weapon standpoint.
That and
that'd be
he forgot
take.
To mention that take. They got probably a Heisman front runner last year with that punter from Iowa. That guy was a dog. So you got to think about that.
Who would
a
you
bit.
Say?
I went to USC, so I like the fact that Matt Eberflus has my dog.
Yeah,
there you go. There. Yep.
I can tell you who did not do well.
That's an easy one.
Is that?
Can we say it on three? Oh,
you
I
said
like
what?
The Falcons. Yes,
the Falcons.
Yeah, I was going to say the Falcons.
I was going to say the Cowboys.
No, I was going to say that too. Dude,
but
Penix, what the fuck are they doing?
What
did
the Cowboys ever do in the draft, though?
Jack
That's
shit.
True. That's true.
You have to think about, like, the Cowboys are kind of like the Green Bay Packers in the sense of, like, even though the Cowboys are larger than life, like you always expect them to make splashes, they don't.
Yeah.
And their teams are always decently good.
I don't think Jerry Jones knows half the time that, like, hey, you're on the clock. Like, you should probably make a pick right now. I don't know. I don't think he's all there.
I
think
I'll do my dog Jerry like that. Jerry, shout out to my guy.
That's your dog?
Speaking of
the dog. I thought you retired. You don't got to do this anymore. You good?
No, I'm fine. I'm not scared to say what I feel. Like, I've already documented that on TV, but
yeah.
You're my guy, Jerry. Love you, babe.
Cowboys won't win if he's still
sometimes,
alive.
Sometimes you be tripping. Sometimes you be tripping, but you're still my guy.
Okay, so what if I was to say that, and it's not me saying Falcons it. Definitely it's not, hold on, this, we're going to go into the Falcons. It's not me saying it, but people out there say the Cowboys won't win a Super Bowl with Jerry Jones alive. You debunk that. Do you feel that that's not my opinion. I'm just saying.
I'm not going to lie. It's mine. Obviously, you never want anybody to be in a bad situation, but like, I can't confirm or deny saying that.
As long as Jerry Jones is the GM, it's going to be a little difficult.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, but I mean,
perhaps
his son has been.
If you have.
GM, so. Oh, really? Is that
you? Well, that's going well. That's going real. Let's talk about
that. That sounds like it's going to be a long time coming for Dallas.
So you think the Falcons lost the draft single-handedly by drafting Michael Penix?
Yeah, I don't like. Well, let's talk about the Falcons in the past. Like they haven't done.
That eighth pick has been. How do you get the eighth pick 4 years in a row?
Okay,
and they outside do of not Pitts? Do anything with.
You know what I'm saying? Like the whole Kyle Pitts and Drake London shit has not worked out for them so far.
Wait, Drake London's a dog though.
Bijan, you don't know how to fucking use.
But why did they draft Bijan?
I don't get.
They had a running back that was already a rack.
But that's an Arthur Smith thing.
Didn't he have like 1,200 his rookie year Algier?
And then the next year you draft Bijan.
But that's an Arthur Smith thing. And now Arthur Smith is gone. Arthur Smith is a guy that like doesn't. I don't know what the fuck he was doing.
Bro, if you're gonna draft Bijan, use him though. Like they better use him this year.
Is the Arthur Smith demon still there?
No, he's gone. He's in Pittsburgh now. Now he's got Jalen Penix. That I don't understand. But now I think it's an owner. Maybe it's an ownership issue.
It's the GM.
Oh no,
you see the GM try to fucking explain to the owner,
right? It's Terry Fontenot.
Yeah,
is that his name? Terry Fontenot.
Arthur Blank is like
Fontenot.
I'm trying to run PGA Tour superstores, and you're over here picking quarterbacks after I paid Kirk Cousins like $100 million. Dude. Why did you get Penix? And as a Raiders guy, I'm pissed off because I'm thinking Penix is going to fall to us
for the Raiders, bro.
And I'm like, I'm telling everybody, like, if we get Penix,
Tycho's boy is Aiden O'Connell, so he's pissed.
Shout out to Aiden O'Connell for changing to my favorite number, number 12.
Number 12. Hey, the next Tom Brady, there you go.
That is a great number.
You were number 12 the Raiders, right?
I wore number 12 number 12 my whole life until college, and then got a chance to wear it again in Oakland, and then. I left from Dallas.
Shout out the Bay. Do you play any golf courses down the Bay?
No, I have. But when I played, I wasn't like when I was playing. But I played Olympic.
You play SF, Cal Club.
I haven't played those yet.
Oh, bro.
I don't know if I'm going to play those.
I got ins.
I don't know if I'm going back.
The greenery at Cal Club.
The greenery actually is very nice.
It's crazy.
Oh, but actually, if you do go back, let me know because one of my buddies is a pro at Cal Club.
I don't know if I'm going to go back. We talked about this off air.
Yeah.
I don't.
Hey,
gentlemen, this is a football fucking pod. I don't know shit about golf.
I love golf.
Include me.
Golf's my favorite. We'll talk about that later. But all right, we actually have a couple questions real quick.
Okay,
and then we'll let you go because we've actually just been fucking yapping like crazy.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
It's been fun though. I've enjoyed my time.
We ask rankings all the time. You said you saw some caps off clips before. You've seen it. So one of the biggest things to debate is NFL wide receivers. So I'm curious, Bryce Butler, what is your top 10 wide receiver list look like?
Let me.
What is
stop.
That?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, he's going to give us some shit for something.
Y'all did a number one draft picks top 10.
Number one quarterbacks. Like quarterbacks taking
and
first
I
overall.
I was utterly
disappointed.
Whose side were you on? All right, let me pull it up. Let me pull up
the list because I was like, some of these picks that y'all picked are like disgusting.
All right,
to
brother.
Me.
It was the last 10 years, right? No, it's the last 10 quarterbacks go first overall.
Okay.
Last 10 to go first.
Let me see the list.
I hope it's me. I hope you're on my.
All right, let me see.
Because I felt strongly about mine, and I didn't like yours.
I thought mine started well and then went to shit, to be honest.
But you got the two that people want.
I did. All right, this is it.
Okay. Bryce Butler right now is looking at us.
Kyler Murray is too high.
Fucking bitch, why?
Kyler Murray should not be number 5.
You think he's lower?
I think that's a good take. I think the two guys
Kyler Murray right should not be number 5.
I thought Baker and Goff are better than Kyler.
Yes, I agree. I think when it's all said and done,
appreciate that.
You're going to agree with me. Right now, you might not because like he had a quick little flash.
He was in the MVP conversation for half a season.
It's over.
Who the fuck
and
is?
And I'm on the grounds in Arizona.
I'm on the grounds in Arizona.
You forgot about boots on the ground.
Yeah.
My boots are on the ground.
I was going to say, who the fuck has success in Arizona?
And they're very sturdy boots because it's hot.
It's hot. It's
hot in Arizona.
You get
okay,
stuff.
So I would say number one is Cam.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's undisputed.
Undisputed.
By the way, a lot of comments said no. A lot of comments were like, Joe.
Well, those are people that say that are.
Right now, because of the early exit, I will move Andrew Luck out of the number two spot, even though Andrew's my guy.
Good for me.
We're the same class.
Oh, y'all play. So y'all at USC played against him all the time.
He whooped my ass every year. So like, I know we win the All-American game together.
Fuck Andrew Luck. Yep.
I got to move him out of two because he finished too soon.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He finished too soon. You know what I'm saying? He obviously the ceiling was very far
away.
At his
peak was insane, yeah.
But I have to move him out of two. And I would
put into Super Bowl.
And I would have
don't
to put.
Don't say Jared. Don't.
I'm curious what he's got.
I would personally put by play Joe Burrow at two.
Okay, I like that.
Don't hate that.
He's been to a Super Bowl.
I thought it was either Luck or Burrow too. Honestly,
Joe's been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and he's showing me with what he has. He will probably go back at some point if he can be healthy.
I don't know. History says otherwise.
History says we never know.
Yeah, history says
if you go and you lose in the Super Bowl, you never go back.
Which is insane.
For a rookie quarterback.
If you go to the Super Bowl for the first time and you lose that Super Bowl, no one has ever made it back.
Your confidence gets shot?
No one's ever made it back. It's just history.
That must be a confident mental thing. Okay, I didn't know that. That's good to know.
Or the team isn't the same.
Okay, so I'll put Joe at two.
Then Luck.
I would put Andrew Luck at three.
Okay.
Okay, so I get... Oh, well, you still have both. Yeah, okay. You still have both.
I'm putting Jared Goff in front of Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, I'm going potential. I'm going potential.
Jared Goff's done so much more in this league than Trevor
Lawrence.
Don't
disagree.
Bro.
I'm saying I'm going potential.
That's okay. Jared Goff has some tough years, but I think he's resurging back in Detroit.
You put Trevor, Kyler, any of those guys in Detroit?
Yeah, okay.
They're popping
if
off.
Ryan has balls, she'd be my uncle.
You're right. She would.
Kyler's not popping off anywhere because the thing that people don't know about Kyler is he's not really a leader. And people don't really surround themselves around him. So, that's the thing.
Interesting.
This is not breaking news. But that's the thing that people don't really think about. They just look at his talent and go like, oh, he can go anywhere and transcend.
But he's not a leader of men.
You have
perhaps.
To be a leader to be a quarterback, dog. Yeah. And if you're a quarterback that can't stand in front of your guy and say, hey, that was on me today.
As a receiver that played in the league, if you play with a quarterback that doesn't take credit or is like kind of like, you got to want to play for your guy, right?
That's where I was going with it. That's the problem. So if you're in the meeting and you know what's going on, but then he goes in the presser and says like, oh, this guy did this or like, oh,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
because
you know everything that's happening.
And you're like,
bro, shut the fuck.
And then you see what goes on and like you see him, nah, bro. So
I don't see it from inside. I see it outside.
Right, so I'm an insider.
That's fair.
I'm an insider.
We got the inside scoop. No, that's fair.
My hot take.
So you got Goff. And then...
So now I'm looking at 5-6 now, right?
Yep.
I went Trevor, Kyler back-to-back, yeah?
I would like...
I think that's what it was.
Out of respect to what he did that one year, put Jameis higher, but I can't just because he's not playing.
It was a 30-30
right
year.
Yeah, but he was a locker room pick.
Playing right now. So...
He was a locker room pick.
He's a morale guy. Yeah, that was...
That's a good locker room pick.
I really like Baker.
Oh, dude, it's top four. Just all my guys.
Yeah, I got fucked.
I really like Baker. So, Baker's going Baker in next. So, where is Baker at? Jared Goff's up.
Bro, I got Goff
Trevor's
and Baker
at five,
steals.
Right?
Yeah.
So, Baker's six.
Oh, so you're taking Trevor over Baker?
Yeah, Trevor's before Baker.
Okay. So
I'll put Trevor before Baker.
Goff, Trevor, Baker.
Yes. And then I go all the young guys. So, I'm going to go Caleb next.
Caleb is
going to have
most
an immediate
potential
impact.
Out of
There's
him.
No way. Yeah. If he stays
he's
healthy,
he's going to be sick.
Them fingernails are going to be spinning the football.
Hey, fight the
I
fuck on,
love
baby.
It. I love
okay?
it.
Okay? Fight on, SC. That's my guy. Then I go, since it seems like Jameis Winston is done playing.
Yeah. But he's your morale guy. It wasn't about on the field.
But since he's done playing, we're talking about playing. We're not talking about, morale guys.
No, that was the pick. That was the pick. The pick, your final pick. You're not going to play. Eat a W for me.
So I'm going to go.
He's not eating a W for me.
I'm going Bryce Young next.
Ooh.
I put Baker in there already, right?
Yeah,
go Baker.
So we have three guys left. Or two guys left. And then I'll go Bryce Young, Jameis, and Kyler. Kyler's last. Yeah. He's last to me.
Wow.
I don't see nothing. Like I think hindsight, 15 years down the line.
He's a fast little dude.
We're not gonna say Kyler Murray was a dog in the league.
You know, I think it's...
We're not going to say it.
I can't say it. You're the one that's playing with him. I can't speak on that.
It's the fact that he had the half a year where he was in the MVP conversation.
It's always
half a year.
Of course. He starts playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize. But the thing is why I was shocked by it is that you were saying he's Like, it's not a hot take and it's not a surprise that he's not a leader, but being inside the locker room, it's also a consistent thing, right? People report it from the outside, so we react to that. But then when you're on the inside and you get to talk about it, it's very different. So yeah. I only see the outside and I'm like, I see potential. I see what he did that half year. So I'm good on that.
And then just think about this. It's kind of like the Kendrick and the Drake stuff, right?
Oh,
like,
my God.
The factual thing that we know about Kyler Murray is he's the only guy in history that we've known to where he had a watch tape clause.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That should tell you all need to know. Yeah, you're a quarterback. Bro, a receiver, cool. DB, cool.
If you're a receiver and you know your quarterback has that clause, like what do you even think?
You don't fuck with him.
A guy like me, it's going to be hard to have the conversation because I'm like a film guy.
Yeah.
So then like I'm going to go want to talk to him and be like, hey, like, we're playing the Bears this week.
Yeah. What'd you think about that coverage they got?
You know they're going to be in chain link defense in the red zone.
You know he didn't watch film.
And then did you see that when the Packers did this play on him or whatever? Did you see that play?
And he's going to make up some bullshit about
and
it.
And he's probably either not. He's just going to be like, all right. Like, it's going to go in one ear and out the other. Yeah. Or he's just not going to be able to have the conversation with me because he ain't see it.
Yeah. That's fair.
So it's like that. That's where I feel like it's like when you run all these receivers like D-Hop and Fitz have left, and then like obviously Fitzgerald, but D-Hop left. Brown is left. Like,
why do you think Larry stopped playing?
You think it was a Kyler thing?
Why do you think Larry stopped playing?
Because he was old?
He still kind of had it, though, a little.
What did you see from him prior to Kyler getting there that said, I'm not going to play football anymore?
That's a fair point. If he wants to go golf more. Did he retire?
No, but you didn't.
He's technically not retired. You're not wrong.
You didn't until now, though.
Did he have a press conference? I didn't have to.
Yes, I'd beg to differ.
That's okay, but I didn't have to.
Okay.
A guy like Larry Fisher.
Is Larry not retired?
He's not retired. He's still a free agent.
He's retired. But retired. In the league, you get retired if you don't play after 18 months. They'll send you a severance package.
AP is technically not retired, exactly. But like, yeah.
Right? Okay. And then somebody else just kind of retired too.
It was random. I was like, and you're like, yeah, you're he's done. Been done for a while.
Who was it?
I forgot
who it was, but it was somebody notable.
Somebody notable. And I was like, oh, that's congrats crazy. On the retirement.
You make a fair point. No, you win. Hands up, don't shoot.
Okay, so we're talking about like quarterback's leadership. I got the quarterback.
Receiver top 10, right?
Oh, you want to do it?
Do you want to do that? Or I got a...
Well, we were talking receivers. Okay, so Bryce Butler, what are your top 10 wide receivers in the NFL right now?
Can I just name 10?
I know.
But, like, I need, like, a board. Like, do we have, like, a board that I can write on the board? Can I pull out my phone?
Yeah, pull your phone. We can name people if you miss them. So we won't let you get, like...
Yeah.
But there's dogs out there, man. Like, there's a lot of people.
I think it's important.
Ricky Pearsall.
Ooh, River Craycraft.
Yeah. Alec Pierce
is a dog.
Those are a lot of gym rats that I just mentioned.
Those guys aren't going to be in the top 10.
Real good gym rats, good locker room guys.
They're great locker room guys.
Yeah. Alec Pierce, first in, last out type of dudes, right?
Dang, who's out there right now?
Okay, so let's start with the 1-1.
Tyreek, Jettas,
Jamar, CD, AJ Brown.
Okay, we're in Miami.
Yep.
This might be hard if I don't mention him to be the number one.
No, it's easy.
And hold on. Let me make sure. And are we going off what happened 2023? Or are we just saying who are the best talents?
You make the rules.
You say who's the best. What's the top 10?
Okay, so this is how I like to rank.
All right.
Especially when we talk receivers. Is what they have done over like the last 3 year
period.
Couple years. I need a good data set.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
To give
like
some analysis.
You can't put a Puka Nacua after one good year.
I can say, him in there late or honorable mention. Like if he continues to do what he does.
If he did that 3 years
Because like,
in
for
a row.
Instance, a couple years ago, they were putting Jettas in there early. I'm like, he's not there yet. Because
Jamar wait a little bit.
But now we have the data set.
For sure, for sure.
So now we have the data set.
So right now, going into 2024 season, I would say the number one receiver. Let me put him down on my phone.
In the National Football League.
I can write it down if you want me to. And we're basing this
off the last 3 years.
Yeah.
We're not basing this off of last year, people. Okay?
I'm going to start writing this already because I know who number one is.
Bienvenido a Miami.
I am going to have to go.
Come on. Spit it out.
I got to go JJ number one.
I like that. I still think it's Jettas.
You think Jettas is still better than Tyreek?
Yeah.
I gotta go JJ number one, dog.
That's crazy.
And that was hard because I have three guys and these are gonna be my top three.
Yeah.
He missed number two.
But we're talking about overall data
and
set. We're
not talking about
overall data set, Adam. Overall data set.
Tyreek's data set clears.
And then we're gonna go Tyreek two.
At least it's not three, buddy.
We're going Tyreek two.
Oh,
And number three is my dog. He might be mad at me when he sees this, but I know you're going to have a resurgence this year with the quarterback situation. The coaching situation is going to be on point for you. You got a new head coach. Mm-hmm. There's no issues. It's Davante Adams.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Easily. Love mm-hmm. that.
I wanted to say one, but it's tough to say one just based on last season.
Yeah, I agree.
He was out there all year.
Totally.
He had 1,000 yards, but like, it wasn't his normal season because the year was crazy. It was, yeah, it was weird. It wasn't just who was throwing. No, it wasn't just who was throwing.
It's
McDaniels.
It was a lot of turmoil.
It was bad. And
yeah.
I worked for the
turmoil.
Raiders. I worked for the
situation.
Raiders.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
like I go to games, I talk football. You know,
yeah.
It was a fuck situation.
It was a tough situation. I'm glad Devontae's still in my top three.
It was weird with the whole Jimmy or is it Aiden or is it, yeah.
But I like that. I think a lot of people won't put him in the top three.
So we got Devontae three.
Do we agree that's a consensus three right now though? Or should be?
No issues.
I think some people put Jamar three.
Which is crazy.
I would no problem put Jamar at four.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I'll put Jamar at four.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's, when people have to play Jamar, they're nervous.
Yeah.
Jamar is big. Well, he's not taller than me, but he's a big dude. Like, he's built
a
physical specimen. Yeah, yeah. Like, you're not pulling him down.
Right.
Yeah. Like, he's catching a slant and, like, all arm tackles.
And have fun fucking tackling.
And he's out of there.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Jamar is a dog. Okay?
This is the five is where it gets interesting.
Yeah, it gets okay. tricky.
There's three guys right now. By the way, with four, with Jamar, I think there's these four guys are like your hardest to rank. Because they're all within this spot.
Yeah,
it's all interchangeable.
They can all be the guy. Yeah, now who else is out there?
Juwan Jennings.
Who's he play for?
The Niners. I'm just a Niners fan.
Oh, number 85, 15?
No, he's 15, 15.
Third and Juwan.
He played pretty good in the Super Bowl.
He did throw a touchdown. People forget.
He's not in it. Brandon Ayuk is good, but he's not top five.
But it's like, this is like the Stephon Diggs range.
CD, AJ Brown. Yeah. It's that range.
CD. Ooh.
Yes. CD. See, you might even have to drop Jamar. That's the crazy
thing. I'm not putting CD over Jamar.
Okay.
But I feel like a CD five.
Give me more names. Who's out there?
CD,
Jamar, AJ Brown. Are your three? You got Cooper Kupp still there. You got Amon-Ra, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore.
Ooh, okay.
You could put Ayuk.
Five. After Jamar Chase. And who did I just say I wasn't going to put CD Lamb over?
Jamar.
You said him over Jamar.
It's probably, it feels like it's CD for you.
I don't. Just plus.
I put Keenan Allen at five.
Ooh!
I love that. I've been saying he's the most underrated
he's
player.
He's by far. I love that.
His route running
is
stupid.
So this is the thing that I played college ball against Keenan. Went to SC. I've been seeing Keenan for a long time.
I love that.
His routes.
And I remember the first time we played against him, I was like, who the fuck is this dude number 21?
Oh, yeah, he was a weird number at Cal,
and I'm
too.
Like,
yeah.
Who is this guy? Like, he is, and he was a freshman. I was like, he is killing us.
Was he always just, the route running was just crisp as shit?
Yeah, he's a basketball guy.
Okay.
So, like, he's like the Stevie Johnson, Devonta Adams type,
side
where it's like,
moves
his horizontal movement
is insane.
Stupid, bro. Yeah. So, you can't guard him. So, I have to go Keenan.
I love
And
that.
He's been doing it year after year.
Yeah, still. Consistently.
He's
yeah.
a Hall of Famer, no doubt. Bo jacket, easy. He had a crazy year, and he's my age.
I think he's the most 32. Underappreciated wide receiver in the NFL right now.
Yeah,
for
because
sure.
he played for the Chargers.
Yeah, for
so,
sure.
So, like, you know, they're
a
not really
no
a big,
for sure.
you know. So, Keenan, and then I can throw CD next.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with CD's
both sick route
emerging
runners.
As a guy. Like, no doubt.
Then you got
super
like
versed.
Diggs, AJB,
Amon-Ra,
fucking Cooper Kupp.
I'm going, you know, obviously I'm a big guy. Mm. I like big size. I like
dude.
Guys
yep.
that can break it down,
yeah, you
come
like
out,
big
the,
guys.
Out the yep. cut, yep. down the field.
Big.
No Diddy.
Noted. Bryce Butler likes very big.
No Diddy.
Yes, Diddy.
And then let's go AJ Brown.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a big, thick boy right there.
Let's go AJ Brown. I like AJ Beasy. I remember him training with him in the offseason as going into his rookie year. I was
he's so
crazy.
Fucking big.
Steph's going to be mad at me, but let's go Diggs.
You're talking the top end of the year.
But I mean, these are the top 10. Like, so you're in the top 10. I'm not saying you're not good. I'm saying you're in the top 10.
Yeah, like
if you're top 10, anybody can be interchangeable if you have a good year.
You're top 7. Like, all right, fine.
Four through eight right now to me is interchangeable.
Was it eight? Yeah.
I don't disagree with you there. It's just basically what you like at that point.
It's all preference. I think so now it's like, all right, what you got? The Amon-Ra's, you got Nayuk.
You got two spots.
You got a Cooper Kupp. You could have fucking, like, I'm trying
I'm
to
I'm not DJ. Putting Cooper Kupp in my top 10.
Nah? I bet.
I like that.
And they're on the, and he's a great player. I've seen him.
He's a product of McVay.
He's cold. I just think, so when I look at receivers, like everybody on this list, you can line them up as split end, which is the X, by themselves. Mm-hmm. And
the
they can get money.
Cup in the slot.
Everybody on this list.
Yep.
Yep.
You can put them by themselves on the island with the best corner, and they can get you buckets.
That's what we always talk about. Like, there are wide receiver ones. There's the alpha wide receiver
this
one.
This is your alpha.
This
tier.
Is the alpha. Yeah. Yeah,
I Cooper Kupp is a one.
Yeah. He's not an alpha one.
But look at their offense.
It's always
man,
good.
My man,
Sean McVay.
Puka.
Oh, Puka Nacua. Byproduct.
He was sick. Yeah.
By the way, Puka having a good year, kind of.
We've said it. It doesn't help Cooper Kupp's case. It doesn't help Cooper Kupp's case. Yeah, I agree.
The offense is fantastic.
It's Sean McVay system.
When
it's
it was
sick.
Him, it was Robert. It was
Robert Woods, Brandon Cooks.
And Brandon Cooks?
Yeah.
I mean, bro.
They were disgusting.
Yeah. Jared Goff was putting up 50 a game with
offense
them.
Offense was crazy, right?
Okay, so Cooper Kupp not top
10. I think that's just more offense, though.
Yeah, you're a byproduct of Sean McVay.
I'm not saying Cooper can't come to Miami and get off.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
If Cooper comes, you're using the number two.
I just don't think you put him at X and he gets you what he gets you every week.
He benefits from his environment.
You get
There's
me?
No denying that. Right, yeah.
So okay, number nine.
Number nine.
Not Cooper Kupp. We know that. Is it like a Amon-Ra? Is Amon-Ra in your top 10?
Oh, I would round out my top 10. Ooh, my dog in Houston cold too, but I can't put him in there yet.
Nico?
You're going to say, you can't. You got to follow your logic. You got to follow your logic. Yet,
but
because if he's
if
not
Nico
that alpha.
Nico Collins has another year like
that. You can put him in some of those.
If Steph's not there, then he might have another year where he can do that.
No, I think he is going to do it.
Fucking put him in your 10.
I think Steph is going to. I think Steph is going
to
open it up even more
because
he's a big boy.
Yeah.
And he is the X.
Nico? Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
he
a
is
big
the,
fucker.
He's
bro.
A big boy.
You're not
so
Nico.
I'm going Amon-Ra 9.
Okay.
That's
Nico.
My boy.
Put Nico 10. That's your
No,
that's
don't
your
do
dog.
It. No, don't do it. You got to follow
I'm
logic.
I'm going Amon-Ra 9, and then I'm going to round it off 10 with. I think Brandon Ayuk is a dog.
I like
he's sick. He's sick.
I think Brandon Ayuk.
You think he's that X alpha wide receiver one?
Yeah, he is. I mean, look at their offense. Look at them in the Super Bowl. Did they use him?
Not really.
And what did they do?
I like Brandon Ayuk at 10.
And in the other playoff games, when they got him cooking, look at the Detroit game.
You can't fucking stop him.
Good point.
Second half of that game, he was going nuclear.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my top 10. Obviously, you can put anybody in the top 10 that you want.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
other
guys.
I like that list.
I like this list. It's a great 10. It's a great 10.
Those are dogs, though.
Oh, this is a great 10.
Those are dogs.
It's a list of 10 dogs. How many dogs are in the league? Probably like 12?
Like
that might
AJ
be
Brown,
this might be
AJ
10.
Brown might tweet at me like it's on site if you see me because I got him too low because he's
list.
A dog.
Hey, seven's nothing.
Because he's a dog.
Seven's
man.
Nothing to be mad about.
So yeah, I like that list.
All right, that's great.
All right,
we're gonna wrap up.
We gotta kick it.
We got Bryce Butler. Bryce.